And before, Stephen Evans is a working artist with a working studio gallery in Bondi Beach, and he also runs some pretty cool workshops for those with a bit of an artistic vent. He's with us in the studio now to tell a bit more about what he does. Stephen, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tess.
So probably one of the most intriguing things that I think you run is the boozy finger painting. When people, I think of finger painting, you go straight to kids messing around with paint, having more fun than they have any right to realistically. But tell us about the workshops that you guys run for that.
That pretty much just describes what I do every day. First of all, the finger painting workshops came about because this organisation in Sydney called Workshop Oz, based in Redfern, approached me after, and I blame social media for this, seeing a video that a mate put up of me finger painting one of my pieces, and thought it'd be a great idea to teach adults, as it basically originated as a way of teaching kids a way of artistic self-expression. It came about from that, and the idea is that adults, grown-ups, can come along and rediscover the joy of painting, which basically we all did as a kid. One of the things about my workshops is a lot of people come along and they're very nervous because they haven't painted or done anything since school, and they constantly surprise themselves about the work they produce doing the finger painting, yeah.
I was going to ask about whether or not people were quite reserved coming into it because, it's not something that I feel a lot of people do in their daily lives.
Look, it's not. I'm very blessed that I do it every day. I have this. I forget sometimes that the rest of the planet does grown-up stuff. I think when people come to the workshops, they're always on a Friday evening. Yes, there is wine involved. And they're very nervous because I think that what happens is when you grow up, you have the childhood, the joy of creativity sort of drawn away from you by what's called, society calls responsibility, being a responsible grown-up.
The worst.
Oh, God, grown-ups. So what I do is I try and sort of draw that child back out of them and hopefully get them to rediscover that beautiful joy. And so I always like the idea that when people turn up to my workshops, they're adults, but when they leave, they're kids, and they have that little kind of spark. And, maybe 1 in 100 might go off and, you know, decide to go off and be an artist. A few people have actually come back to me afterwards and said, listen, I stopped painting, but I loved it at school and I wanted to be an artist. So I'm now actually getting the paints out again and getting into it. It's just a joy to go along to these events and just have a room full of people and just watch them all get their fingers in. Because finger painting ultimately, as an artist, for those of you out there who don't paint a lot, it's probably the purest, in my view, the purest form of artistic expression with paint, because your fingers are in direct contact with the materials you're using, and it's sensory wise, it's the closest to getting your idea from your eyes or your brain down onto canvas, and it's just an amazing experience. It's almost like sculpting, yeah.
And so do these workshops attract, I suppose, a particular sort of person, or is it people from all walks of life?
No, I get every element of people. Like I get the big corporate groups. In fact, I do quite a few corporate events, a workshop for team building and stuff, which is even wilder. But look, it's anyone from I get retirees, I get people bringing their parents along, I get, you know, people fresh out of uni coming along just to sort of get a little bit of an edge on their painting. But it's all across the demographic, yeah.
And finger painting's not the only workshop that you run, of course. Tell us about some of the other stuff you do.
So apart from the finger painting, I'm about to start a brand new workshop, which is called Rum and Records. It is one of my favourite things is vinyl. I'm a mad vinyl collector. I actually have a record player at the studio.
Oh, cool.
I think that records they're a great way to put you in a mood, or try and sometimes you put on a record to match the mood you're in, or to put you in a certain mood to paint. So sometimes it's blues, sometimes it's jazz, sometimes it's metal. It could be anything depending on what I want to paint. And what I started painting on vinyl just as a way, because it was a surface. I'm a mad person for just anything game to be painted on. And in fact, a couple of months ago, I did an event for Spotify where they needed a music-themed workshop, and I sort of came up with the idea of painting on records. And like all things that happen to me, things just sort of land. I don't sort of plan too much. So a workshop have started, Rum and Records, where people come along. It's basically like a record fair. There'll be milk crates full of records. We're going to have a record player going. You can bring your vinyl in. We're going to be playing music all night, and you're going to be producing beautiful masterpieces on records. The great thing too about vinyl is because it's got the little grooves, paint sticks to it really easily.
Oh, good.
It's got a nice little hole in the middle, so you don't need to frame it. Just put a little nail in the wall and
up it goes.
And then you get lots of really cool music as well. So that's a little workshop I've got coming up as well.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us where we can get involved, where we can check it out.
So in Sydney, I'm at Workshop Oz, which is there on the corner of Cleveland and Everly Street. You can contact them through their website, which is workshop/shop. Come on, Kiki.
My
first coffee hasn't kicked in yet. Workshop. You can also go through my website. There's a link at my website, stephenevans.com.au. And if anyone's traipsing their way down to Melbourne in the next month, I'll be running the same workshops at their really cool Fitzroy address. But and the other really cool thing with Workshop is they don't just do finger painting. They have a whole array of workshops. They've got everything from taxidermy to clay building to beeswax food wraps. There's loads of stuff, you know, so they got stuff running all week, not just the finger painting.
We'll get the link up in the podcast. Stephen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Look, thanks so much for having me at this bright and breezy time.
That was Stephen Evans. He's a working artist with the Studio Gallery in Bondi Beach, telling us about some of the workshops that he runs if you've got a bit of an artistic vent to you. It is 10 minutes to 8 o'clock.